Okay, so what we were talking about in the previous Mishnah was the question of where it's mutter to sell, and you didn't lechatchila go in order to collect it to sell, which normally would have to be done, let's say an av and a ben together, but you wouldn't be allowed to go yourself, pick something, and then sell it. Because I don't, even if you were making money on it, because it would be daima to business. Now, this is a serious question, benogea, dealing with food that is usur. Are you allowed to have in your store non-kosher food that you're going to be selling? So this is a big question because of the fact that the Torah says, what is that additional tmeim yelach? From which we learn out, you should treat it as if it is not mutter for you to be dealing with at all. So even though there are particular cases where we know where, let's say, somebody ends up at the treifa or nevela, and over there the Torah specifically says that you should sell it to a goy, or you should give it to the ger torsha if it doesn't have a din of eating kosher, but what would be the din normally, where you happen to come upon something that's not kosher? Do you have to get rid of it, or can you actually sell it and be nena from it? So let's imagine, lakach b'chor l'mishtevino. So a guy buys a b'chor, and the b'chor that is a balmum is mutter for anybody, belongs to a kohen, and somebody buys this b'chor with a mum, and then he wants to use it for a wedding, or he buys it for Yontev, and in the end, it turns out that he didn't need it. So is he allowed to sell it? Because normally, the lo yimacher, we learn out from Meiser and Bechor, you're not allowed to go and to deal with it the way you normally would with meat. So maybe it's usher to do any kind of business with it. So here, since it came into your hands, you didn't buy it for that purpose, and you're not selling it for a profit. So because of that, mutter l'mochro. Let's say that you're a trapper, and you are a tzadeh, chaya, ufot, v'dagim. And now, in your trap, where Richie's picking up his fish, and it turns out that he's got this big swordfish, so does he have to throw it back into the yam, or are you able to actually bring that to market together with the things, with the non-kosher fish, or non-kosher birds? Mutar in l'mochran, since they just came into your a trap, not that this is what you set out to. So that's not considered to be a iser of tmeim yelachem. And there it's mutter l'mochram. But this is only if you are a trapper. So because of that, since this is the way in which you make your living, so then you're allowed to have your trap working all the time. Your kavona is, you put it in a place with a kosher species, or you're fishing in a place per beak of this kosher species. So if once in a while you end up in your net, you end up with non-kosher species mixed in. So for a trapper, we were mater. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a din in a trapper because it was necessary to be mater for him because of his need to be making a parnasa. But even mishemit nitmanalo lefi darko, somebody who just, he happened to catch a fish that wasn't kosher, and he was just sporting, doing some fishing. He still is allowed to be. Lokeachu mocher, he could take it to the marketplace. So in other words, basically, if you did not have kavona to get this thing, and it's not a dover kavua, bevat shelote umunuto bekach, as long as this is not what you do all the time, and you sell non-kosher things, you'll be allowed to. Mashenken lechachomim, aser, anybody who is not a professional to go ahead and to sell, because according to them, it's a special heter and it's not meant for all. Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey Masechet Shviyas. I think I forgot the introduction to the previous Mishnah. Working into. All right. So now getting back to the main issue. So we talked before in the beginning of the perek, and we spoke about things that are chayav in the dinim of Kedusha Shviyas, which included the Isser of Mechira, which is how we got into all of this, and all of the other issues that had to do with the question of Kedusha Shviyas. But then we had a separate klal. We had a klal gadol, and then we had another klal that talked about biur. because Biur is not a necessary din in anything that has Kedusha Shvias. Because remember that the din of Biur is predicated on Ula Chaya Asher B'Sadah. It's Dafka has to be available to the Chaya in the Sadah. And if it's not available at that point, you cannot make it available to Behemtecha in your barn, if the Chaya Asher B'Sadah does not have it available to it. But what about species that are never actually used up? They're perennial and they stay around on all seasons. Then obviously there's not going to be a din of Biur. So now the question is, in other things where we have, let's say, a tree that is now sprouting and it's got the shoots. So what would be the halacha on these shoots, which are soft enough to eat at the beginning? So these are called lulavei, zradim, vacharuvim. So if you have these types of shoots that people use in salad, so those have shvias. Absolutely. You have to treat them with the Kedusha Shvias, they're considered to be food, they're edible, and anything that you get in exchange for them, the Demeim Shvias, which means if you exchange them for money or you exchange them for other foods, so then the halacha is, remember, one step further, the Kedusha of Shvias is transferred to that, then if it can be further, it's transferred, but it doesn't maintain the Kedusha on the first thing or the second thing to which it's transferred to, only the latest thing to which it's transferred. And those things also have Biur, because even though you'll say, well, how can they have Biur? I mean, aren't they part of the tree? Yes, but at that point, they are no longer ro'i to be eaten by the Chaya Asher B'Sadeh. So their usefulness is only during this brief period, and therefore they have Biur. And if you ended up selling them and or you exchange them, then the thing to which they were exchanged also has a Biur, and you have to treat them with the mitzvah of Biur to get rid of it or to be mafkir, or the different stages, first to be mafkir and then to get rid of, as we spoke about. But what about other trees? I mean, these are special shoots that people actually eat. But what about lulavei ha'ela, or ha'botna, or ha'atadin? So exactly, okay, ha'ela, I mean, generally is everybody points to it as the terebinth, and the botna seems to be mashma that it's either a cashew or pistachio or a bush. Yeshlam shvi'it, there they do have shvi'is. There they do have demeim shvi'is, obviously, but there's no biur. Because these things don't actually ever fall off, and they continue to grow, and you always have access to them. And because of this, it's not considered to be something that is chayev in biur. Now, there's shitas, particularly in the Chazon Ish, that say that even if the piece is no longer edible, that still is not considered to be not available if there's still going to keep sprouting new pieces. And that it's not a function, therefore, of this particular piece. It's a function of whether these type of things are available. And therefore, there would be no biur on these things, and lo l'demeim biur, even though, sorry? Avo la'alin, yesh biur. Mashenken, we're talking about leaves. There's many things that we'll make, like grape leaves. We use them as wrapping around meat and so on. So alim of trees definitely do have biur, no matter what, because no shri mi aviem. They fall off completely, and they are not usable afterwards. So therefore, they are like everything else that are no longer available to the chaya in this sadeh. Perek Zayin Mishneh Vav, Haveret, Vakofer, Vakitaf, Vahalotem, Yeshlem Shvi'it, Vilidmehem Shvi'it. Now, there are things that are something like a pri, something like a food, but it's not clear that they're considered to be oichlin. So, these are types of things that have nice smells. So, rose has a very nice smell. Kofar, generally translated as cloves. They're be'ikr, they're smells. You use them for havdalah. Kitaf is always translated as balsam. Lotem, I have no idea what that is. They do have shmita, because even though you'd say their main purpose is for smells, but they are used for food flavorings, and therefore they're considered to be a type of food, and because of that, lidmehem shviyit, according to the Tadakama. Masha Einkein, Rabbi Shimon says, you cannot call the ketav, you cannot call that a food, because it's not a pri. It's basically, as we learned in the inyonim of ketav, that it's the resin that actually comes out from the branch. So then that's not called a pre. That's called like a secretion. So we'd be saying like maple syrup would have shvias. Rabbi Shimon holds that maple syrup doesn't have shvias because even though it's edible, it's not considered to be a pre at all. Now, the problem with biur is that once you miss the biur, you're in big trouble because now it becomes osur. You've got to take care of biur before it's too late. So you have to be mafkirit, and if you weren't mafkirit, and now it's past the time of the biur, now it actually becomes osur to eat. And then there would be a din in needing to literally be mavir. You'd have to get rid of it. Now, what happens if, and this is directly because we just spoke about the rose and that the rose would have a din of Kedusha Shvias. So then suppose you took a rose and you took a new rose and you put it into oil to preserve it and to make this nice, delicious smelling oil. And now the rose put in its taste into the oil. Now the oil was not from Shvias. It was old oil from the sixth year. But the vered was a vered chodesh, which is grown in the seventh year. So what's the halacha over there? The halacha is that in order to be mekayim the biur, you don't have to get rid of the taste of the rose. All you need to do is take the rose out, because it isn't osur. So you take the rose out, and therefore you're mekayim the biur. You take the rose, you put it outside, and you're mafkiret, and now you are mekayim biur. And since the tam of the rose, or the reach of the rose, that it put into the shemen came from something that was mutter, so it doesn't become usher, because it itself is not the pri. In which case, the shemen, of course, is mutter, because the shemen never became usher. But suppose you took a yashan, so you took an old rose, this does not mean old the way old meant in the first part, it's very misleading. It means you took an old rose, that is to say, it was old because, you know, that little date that's pasted on the rose that tells you the zman biur, you know, sell before. Well, there it says, do not sell before because it's usher to sell shvias. But anyway, eat before. So in this case, the yashan means that it was actually expired rose. That is to say, it was post the zman biur. So now it already became usher. So now, if I took the old rose, that is to say, a shvias rose that was post the biur, and I put it into new. Now, here the new means the opposite of what we meant before. It means that now we're talking about eighth year shemen. So then the tam of the rose in the shemen was actually the tam of iser. And therefore, we have to get rid of the shemen as well. Because at the time of the absorption, it was already a chefza of iser. And let's take now the case of charuvim. So charuvim that are chadashim. Chadashim means that now they're in the way we used it before in the first part of the Mishnah. So now they are shviyas charuvim. And we put them into wine. And they were kafshan v'yayin yashan. And they're sitting there. And now it's time for the biur. Or the opposite. We had yishanim. We had shmita post-biur charuvim. And now they are in yayin from shminis. Here, the wine has to be gotten rid of because the wine itself is chayovim bebiur. Because when we're talking about the charuvim chadashim, we meant charuvim chadashim that were already post their biur. So the first one is where I put the shmita charuvim into the wine, and then it became post biur. And here, which is coming to tell us, it doesn't matter whether originally the taste that was absorbed was from post-biur or now it's post-biur. The klal is zeh klal. Kol shehu b'no sein tam. if there's already a nosin tam of something that was chayev in biur at the time that it gave the tam, then the thing that it put the tam into is also chayev leva'er. And, of course, it has to do with the dinim of taharovis, like all over. So if it's min b'she'eno mino, so then the halacha is that I'm able to detect it. So it's if I put a rose into shemen, or I put a charuv into yayin. So there it's a min b'she'eno mino, and because of that, the halacha is that it needs to have some tam in it in order to be osir. But if it's a min b'mino, so then if we hold of the shita that min b'mino is even osir b'mashu, so then it would be kol shehu. And therefore, it's not dependent in nesein tam. And shvius, therefore, would be oseret kol shehu b'mino. So that means the littlest piece of shmita that was mixed in to mino, min b'mino would be osir b'mashu. But shalo b'mino is b'nosein tam. Okay, Rabosa, that puts us back into our... I skipped our moment of Richie. Sir Richard, please forgive me. Art thou present still, Sir Richard? Hadron, Aloch, Klal Gadol.
Ublee, never.